little good music, a little good information, a little fun. All circling around the care and maintenance of your home at your house in Arizona. That's what we do here at Rosie on the House. Let's run down to Tucson and welcome Miss Betty Jo into the conversation, see how we can help Betty Jo around her house, home, castle, or cabin. Which one is it, Betty Jo?
Hi, it's my home.
It's a home.
Rosie and I live in Tucson, Arizona.
Very nice.
And like probably many other residents, I am suffering leaks in my Mexican tile roof.
Okay.
And I have had that roof replaced within the last 5 years.
Okay.
And so 2 years ago, we had this same kind of rain, same long-term
right.
kind of drizzle. And it leaked out in my kitchen. It leaked out of the cold air vent from the ceiling.
Okay.
And so I called the person who had done it, who was a licensed contractor, first, and called, and they never would return my call.
Okay.
And so in desperation, I did call a Bureau of Contractors, did all of that. This took almost a whole summer.
Okay.
And they came and made a small repair, and then we didn't have any more rain, you know, one of these kind of rains.
Okay.
And now here it is, and it's leaking in the same place. And so what I would just love to know, if you could just put me in touch with an honest, someone who has a long track record with fixing these kind of roofs that will stand by their work. Could you give me the names of two companies that would do that?
Now, Betty Jo, are you familiar with our website, Rosie on the House?
You know, I've never used your website, but okay. I listen to you on Saturday mornings.
All right. Well, if you have access to a computer?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, just log on to rosieonthehouse.com.
Okay.
And it'll ask you what community you're in. You'll, of course, click on Tucson. You'll ask it what category you're looking for. And you'll say roofing, and it'll bring up a company by the name of Lyons Roofing.
I've heard you speak of them on the television.
And they're
on your show.
And their number is 520-300-5353.
Okay.
And whatever you're trying to get done around the house there, just defer to that Rosie on the House website. All the contractors that live there have made it through an extremely tight screening process, and I'll guarantee that you'll be happy with them. They'll treat you fair. They won't always be the cheapest one, but they'll always be the right one. Does that make sense?
That absolutely makes sense. I'm willing to pay for work that's done well.
So
I'm not a penny pincher. Okay. I want work done well.
Well, you get
and people that I can trust.
You get in touch with them, and I'll tell you the fact: we are seeing when it rains like this, and the humidity gets so high, Betty Jo. We have actually seen on a couple instances where people call us with what they think is a roof leak, with water dripping out of the ductwork. We're actually finding that it is condensation that is actually condensing straight, not the condensation from the coil, but it's actually condensation from inside and outside the ductwork itself.
Huh.
So I'm going to be real curious to see. You get Lyons there, and if Lyons finds out that it's actually a condensation leak, you can get in touch with our air conditioning experts down there, Intelligent Design, and they're available at 333-2665. So regardless the source of the water and the moisture, we'll have the right partner for you to use to get it taken care of.
I hope so. I measured 1 inch indoors.
One
in a couple of hours.
Okay. Yeah. That 1 inch coming out of a ductwork in how long? How much time?
It probably just 2 hours. That the day that we had the real rain here.
Okay. All right, well, get Lyons there first, but that much moisture, I wouldn't be surprised at all if it actually ended up being condensation on the ductwork.
Okie doke.
All right, dear?
I will. I'll pursue that, Rosie, and let you know how it turns out.
You keep me posted.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We were actually involved in solving a situation like that for another client. They actually had a flat roof, and the air and the ceiling inside the laundry room actually just fell in the middle of the night, and it was actually due through a tremendous amount of moisture and water that had accumulated, and it wasn't a roof leak at all. It was actually, it was someone that was doing what I tell them to do, super cool the house, and they were cooling the house at night in the low off-peak demand times. And the ductwork was at about 50 degrees where it left the unit. So that's a high, that's a very low dew point. And when the moisture is this high, it was actually condensing onto the ductwork, dripping onto the ceiling, and actually brought the entire ceiling down. And what actually we had to do is go in there and actually insulate all the ductwork to stop the thermal energy between the moisture in the air and the actual metal ductwork. So all kind of interesting things you find out when you build and remodel throughout the great state of Arizona for 40 years, all kind of things you can get figured out. Hey, when we get back, we're going to be back for the third hour here, and we've still got Brian and Ted on hold. We'll get to those calls as well. We've got some special guests here in studio. We brought up the topic of pets not too long ago, and it isn't a topic that we have generally covered, and I don't know why, because in the 37 years Jennifer and I have been married, we've had turtles, we've had hamsters, we've had untold number of dogs, a couple horses, we've tried chickens at various success rates, parakeets, fish, we even had some cats when we lived out on the ranch. So we're going to talk about pets and how to treat them, care for them, spoil them, and secure them with some special guests from OK Corrals.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.